At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Welcome to episode 161 of the VSiN Market Insights Podcast. I am your host, Josh Applebaum. Happy Tuesday, everyone. We have a ton to get to today, guys. But first off, let's give a nice quick shout out to our boys. Not the Oakland Raiders, the Las Vegas Raiders. What an absolutely awesome hit last night, guys. Just incredible. You know, I'm really proud of the way that we identified value, you know, before that line really started to fall. And I think that's really the key. If you're doing well in sports betting, you'll notice that a lot of these moves end up going your way. There's definitely an element of betting where obviously it's unpredictable. Obviously, you know, sharp money can go one way, can go the other way. There can be an injury. Things could change. But it always gets me excited on the pod when we're able to identify a sharp play at +5.5. And we see it close at 4. Talk about some closing line value, guys, and I think that's really the key here. You know, in my book, The Everything Guide to Sports Betting, I have a chapter on, you know, bankroll management and all these different topics, and I have one chapter that talks about closing line value. So that's the perfect example last night of closing line value. Obviously, you know, the Raiders, they were a big win there, 34-24. I want to remind you guys, I am worried about unders right now, so bad beat or, you know, tough play, especially with being the closing line under 48.5, closed at 47. That went, you know, way over 58 points here. And what's crazy is that if you look at totals in the NFL through 2 weeks of the season, the overs are now 20-12, 62.5%. So maybe I'm starting to think, you know, I was talking to my guy Michael Lombardi, and you know, he was talking about how, you know, the flags and not throwing flags, that's been a big thing, and causing a lot of games to go over, and, you know, not many holding penalties and stuff like that. I'm starting to think this trend to the over, it's got something to do with the fact of, you know, you had a weird offseason. You didn't have, you know, OTAs, had weird mini camps, didn't have any preseason games. Maybe tackling is off. Maybe that's scoring a lot of points. But I'm starting to think, and I got to give a shout out to my guy at the Indiana Book and all his boys sitting around listening. So I was talking to my guy at the Indiana Book, and I think he made a good point. You know, talking about these overs doing well, maybe it's the lack of crowd. And the lack of crowd where, you know, in a football game, it's ridiculously loud. People are screaming. People are going nuts. And as a result, it's harder to call the plays. It's harder to bark out the signals. Now, with no crowd at all, you're seeing communication on the field way better than it was before. You know, offenses are, you know, I heard it in, you know, I was watching the Tampa Bay Bucks game. And Brady's calling out, you know, 52's the mic, and being able to audible and all that stuff. Maybe that really benefits the offensive team and kind of the equalizer there that helped the defense before was the offense, you know, not being able to communicate. Now they are. So that's just a thought that I have with maybe why these overs are doing well. I think we're going to see some regression. Everything in sports betting regresses. So obviously, if you're a public bettor and you like betting overs and you bet every over thus far this year, you're cashing at a 63% rate almost. So fantastic. But again, you know me, I'm an under guy. You know, I bet way, way more unders than I do overs because the public is superficially or artificially, you know, psychologically biased toward betting overs, wanting to see high scoring games. Odds makers know that public bias, so they'll shade these totals up higher to the over. So when you're able to go under, you're actually buying low and going the other way and getting better numbers, you know, inflated numbers, capitalizing on public bias. Also, you have smart money in general dropping it. That's always a good thing. So I think we're going to see these unders come back. You know, if they continue to win, odds makers are just going to set these totals higher and higher. And I think you're seeing that. I was writing my caps for VSiN Point Spread Weekly and looking at a bunch of totals this week. I'm seeing a lot of totals in the 50s, and that's really kind of unheard of. Even saw 55 with the total in one game, which is crazy, but just stick with it. But I tell you what, sweating unders is very tough right now. That being said, I'm not going to let anything ruin my party today because the Vegas Raiders came up huge, and I'm talking huge for the team last night. Reminder, we always want to learn from every kind of game that we bet on, whether we win or lose, what can we take from it. I think you take, you know, two things from that game. Number one, Vegas was in a valuable spot regardless. They were only getting a third of bets. This was the most heavily bet game of the night. Two-thirds of bets. Public was all over the Saints. High-flying team, big-name team. And yet we saw that line open 5.5, get up to 6.5, and start to come back down. So at the time of the pot, it was still 5.5. It was basically a line freeze. Even though you had heavy betting New Orleans, the line really didn't move off the opener. You also had the Michael Thomas injury, obviously. So just in a vacuum, in a primetime game, Monday night game, taking the side getting a third of bets is more valuable than the side getting two-thirds of bets because you can place yourself on the side of the house and go contrarian. The line freeze was key. That told you that there was some liability in Vegas. But the biggest thing to take away from last night's game, guys, is that late line move, because that late line move is something that you want to make that play 10 times out of 10 when you see that happen. Ideally, you know, I grabbed the 5.5 earlier in the week. I was even mad I didn't get 6.5. Ended up being great anyway. Didn't really matter because they won outright. However, when you see those late moves, and I wrote about this in the newsletter this morning. You hear me talk about it all the time. Make sure you sign up for the newsletter. It's free to your inbox every morning, vsin.com/newsletter. But that late move is so, so critical. And if you can train your brain to spot these late moves, it's going to be a massive, massive edge. You're not going to become a millionaire, but this is really going to help you win and invest and make money long term. So why is it important? When I saw that line go 5.5 down to 5, down to 4.5, down to 4, I saw one book even close 3.5. When you get to game day, remember, limits are low throughout the week. You know, odds makers are kind of protecting themselves. They're only letting in, you know, low limit bets so that they don't get hit or crushed if they have a soft line. They allow sharps to come in at low limits, help them mold the line to the strongest number. But then they have a pretty good feeling of where the liability is. Then on game day, the limits go up. And the amount of money these books will accept skyrockets. So that's when you see these big, big moves come in. And I heard a rumor, Billy Walters, the GOAT, was on the Vegas Raiders last night. I don't know. He is out of prison. He probably has number runners. I know he did bet the Rams week one. I think it's going to become a thing. Like, what game is Billy Walters on? And if you haven't, I'll give you a recommendation. If you're bored, go to YouTube, type in 60 minutes Billy Walters interview, and it'll blow your mind learning about this guy. He came from nothing, I think, in like Kentucky, and became, you know, the best sports bettor in the history of betting. And he did go to prison. He hates Phil Mickelson, but I think it's maybe 10 minutes long. It's really interesting if you're into sports betting, so watch it. You'll see who Billy Walters is. But yeah, I heard a rumor Billy was on Vegas. And again, I think we're going to ask ourselves every week, you know, which team is Billy Walters on? Maybe we just look out for these big moves and we'll find out. But long story short, guys, that 5.5 down to 4, the last couple hours leading up before kickoff, that was a sure sign, dead giveaway, that pros were loading up on Vegas. And I had a couple people reach out to me and say, hey, you know, should I bet it at 4? Obviously, I'm not getting a great number here. You know, I could have gotten 6.5, 6, 5.5, 5. You know, is it too late? In these situations, guys, I would always remember, never go against the smart money. So in this spot, it was when you, if you didn't bet the game and went 5.5 down to 4, to me, you only have two options. Lay off the game because you're getting the back end of a bad number, or take the sharp move. Now, I can't tell you what to do. You know, that's a personal preference for you. You got to be a little bold. You got to use a little intuition. To me, I'm willing to bet that number because in these situations, sometimes the team wins outright. You saw it with the Atlanta Falcons. You saw it with the Rams. You saw it with Vegas. So obviously, I got a 5.5, and you know, I beat the closing line. But long story short, even if you can only get a 4, I wouldn't call it chasing steam. I would say you're placing yourself on the sure fire sharp side, and ideally, you got the number 4. But I would still much rather be on that sharp side. I'm definitely, no matter what, I'm not going Saints. It's either no play because you lost the number, or go with that sharp line move. And to me, going at that sharp line move, especially when they're contrarian, to me is the smart play in general. So thank you to our Vegas Raiders last night. Great way to usher in Allegiant Stadium. Had a good night in general, guys, last night. Where my Victor Hedman over 2.5 shots. Prop bettors at 3 shots for Hedman. He was able to hit that prop. And then a great day in baseball. Tampa Bay Rays, plus 170 on the money line, baby. I tell you what, the Rays, when they're a big dog like that, I feel like you got to take them. They're just a good team, and that line was just too high and beat DeGrom, so that was a massive hit. That's now my new, got them, that's funny, my 2 biggest cashes this year. Tampa Bay plus 169 against Cole and the Yankees. Last night, Tampa Bay plus 170 against DeGrom, so beautiful. Was able to get Cleveland Indians, which was nice. Seattle and Colorado were 2 dogs late that cashed. Couldn't get St. Louis or Philly or Milwaukee, but overall with that plus money is a good night. We're grinding, guys. That's what we're doing. I'm glad we got off to a good start here. It was great seeing those dogs bark last night, but really, the Raiders, the Vegas Raiders, love it. With that being said, we're resetting the stage on a Tuesday. Thank you all for tuning in. It's going to be a big day for your boy. I'm going to have 2 really busy days today and tomorrow, so strap up, strap in, keep me company. I'll be doing the pod, obviously, 5 days a week, Monday to Friday, comes out at noon. But then I'll also be co-hosting Lombardi Line from 12 to 1 today, Eastern Time, and then co-hosting Betting Across America with my guy Mike Pritchard from 3 to 5. So a lot going on, and I'm excited because we're hot and we're feeling good. Reminder, we have a ton going on at VSiN here, and I would love for you to become a official member. If you can go to VSiN.com/subscribe. We have a 7-day free trial. You'll get access to all the Points Spread Weekly magazines, giving you best bets, power ratings for every game in the NFL, tons of other stuff, USC for my guy Gambling Lou, and just everything, Ron Flatter Horses, Matty Humans, the whole crew. You also get all of our betting guides. You'll get all of our replays. You'll get our afternoon best bet emails, which are fantastic. And if you email my guy, Bill at D, bill@vsin.com, our big promotion a year for $240, I believe, is over. But if you email him and say Josh sent you, maybe he can get you in. I make no promises, but that's a good deal that technically ended. But maybe you can still get in if you email bill@vsin.com. With that being said, remember, we have a new lineup. We have new hosts. We have shows going on pretty much all day now. We're getting back to almost 24/7 live programming. So if you get the newsletter, vsin.com/newsletter, you get the rundown of the lineup every day. We have Follow the Money, A Numbers Game, Lombardi Line, The Edge, Betting Across America, My Guys in the Desert, Rush Hour, Primetime Action, Long Shots, my taped series on kind of beginning guide to betting, everything guide to betting is on late night as well. And remember, if you're on SiriusXM, I should say this more, listen to VSiN, channel 204, you'll get that as well. Reminder, also, get on Twitter. Twitter's where the betting convo never ends. It's where we talk betting. And Twitter's a love hate. It's a Jekyll and Hyde. There's a lot of shade out there. A lot of disgruntled people who just like to stir the pot, I guess you'd say. But it's also a great resource for getting information, for following beat reporters and student newspaper writers for college teams, and looking at breaking injuries and following sports books. And that's what I really like. And also being able to direct message and build a gambling community and, you know, talk to other people, talk games with other bettors you know that you respect. It's a great source. So if you're on Twitter, make sure you follow @VSiNLive, and also make sure you follow me @Josh_insights. You can always email me. If you have a question, comment, you know, suggestion, anything, you want to say hi, you need to find a new account because Five Dimes no longer accepts U.S. players, shoot me an email. I'd be happy to help you, refer you to a book, do anything I can to help you out. Josh@VSiN.com. So today's schedule here, guys, it's kind of a light day. So what we're going to do is talk MLB. I really want to hammer home MLB and finish strong here as we get in the final week of the season and get ready for the playoffs. We also have a big NBA game, Lakers-Nuggets tonight. Excited to talk this one. Seeing a little value on both the spread and the total, so stay tuned. Second half of the pod, we'll hit that. And then I also want to hit on some NFL early week movement, because I'm seeing a lot of line movement across the board, and I think we can take advantage of some good numbers here. And I love staying plugged in and watching a line develop from open to middle of the week to close to game day, all that. I think that's really going to benefit us if we don't get in the habit of just waking up on a Sunday and betting our games at 11:55 or 12:55 for all the 1 o'clock games, really monitoring these lines all week. That's how we're going to find out where the liability is, see where the books are willing to go but not go past. Those are the little intricacies that following this line movement throughout the week is going to really make you a sharp NFL better overall. But yeah, I'm just pumped about the Raiders, baby. The Raiders. Let's start with some MLB because we have 16 games today. We have doubleheader, Philly and Washington. So remember, doubleheaders, a lot more sweeps than splits, a lot more favorites covering or winning. See, I just got football on the mind, covering, talking a baseball game. I'm not talking the run line. Winning game two favorites. Keep that in mind. But first game on the board that caught my eye, Philly and Washington. It's your early game, your 3:05 game. You did see a pretty good move here, or pretty big move to the Phillies on the road. They have Nola going up against Austin Voth. And the Phillies open around minus 170. They're up to around minus 190. So big, big move in their favor. And I don't think it's purely public. I think you do have a little bit of smart money in general. The one thing I do like here, though, is the under. I know unders are they're rough to sweat in baseball. But looking at this line here, it's a 7-inning game. The total is 6.5. I'm seeing some liability to the over. To the under. And it's kind of 6.5. It hasn't really moved too much. But I've seen a little bit to the under in terms of some smart money plays coming in across the board. I don't think it gets to 7. You do have a little bit of a decent under ump, Stu Sherwater. Wind is blowing a little bit in left to right. If you look at these these pitchers just in general and how they performed, I think you got a decent spot here for maybe a tighter, lower scoring game in general. So that just that under 6.5 intrigued me for the first game. I'm looking at it now, and some books are 6.5 over minus 115, but then some are 6.5 under minus 115. You start to see the juice across the board creep down to the under, juice up the under. To me, that's a play to keep an eye out for. Game two, or second game I'm looking at, the White Sox and the Cleveland Indians. So the Tribe last night, huge win, 7-4. It's kind of a pick'em game, and then the Tribe went to around minus 109, line move in their favor, so great hit if you took the Tribe. This was supposed to be Bieber, but then Cal Quantrill is going to start. So this tells you how good Bieber is. It opened around minus 220. It's now around minus 140 with Quantrill on the mound. I think you have a decent spot here if you wanted to sweat Chicago. They would be a road division dog with a high total. The total is 9. With Biebs on the mound, it was 7.5. But it's 9, a little juiced up to the over. Some books even may go to 9.5. But the White Sox with a new line, and now this new line is kind of moving in their favor. Some plus money there. Also have Angel Hernandez as the home bump. He's pretty good to the road team in general. So the White Sox are intriguing to me. 6-10 game in that one. Keep on cruising. Next one is Tampa Bay and the Mets. Guess what? Back on that Tampa Bay train, baby. Not the Mets train, the Tampa Bay train. See, I was riding the Mets. I think I bet them like 3 games in a row, and they did pretty good. But I'm all about the Rays here, guys. This is a good spot to sweat the Rays. This is Blake Snell, their ace on the mound. It's a kind of a public play, but it's also a pretty sharp play. It opened with Tampa Bay around a minus 120 favorite on the road. Tampa Bay is now around minus 130, minus 132. So you've seen that line move, and remember, it's sharps moving numbers. It's not the public. Line goes to Tampa Bay. You also have a low total here, 7.5. It's actually juiced up a little bit. Some of the books I'm seeing to the under. So favorite low total benefits Tampa there. Also a line move. Also a road favorite around 60% this year. If you look at the Mets, they're 18-16 against righties. They're only 6-14 against lefties. And what is Blake Snell? A lefty. So give me Tampa Bay, kind of laying a short minus 130 on the road. I think there's some good value in that one. Keep on cruising. Baltimore and my Boston Red Sox. This line opened at a pick'em. It's kind of stayed pick'em, but it's trending a little bit toward the Red Sox. I have seen a couple moves come in on Boston. A little smart money grabbing them around. It opened Boston and it got down to where it moved a little bit to Baltimore. Now it's going back to the Red Sox. This game kind of reminds me of Cleveland last night, kind of that pick 'em and then late move toward that home team. So the Red Sox were intriguing to me. It's Pivetta. I think he's going to make his Sox debut against a lefty. Aiken, our boy Clay Aiken, Keegan Aiken. So the Sox have intrigued me in that one. I would make sure to wait it out and see, does that line go further to Boston? That would let you know it's definitely a Boston play. St. Louis and KC. KC annoyed me last night. I should have been on them as a dog. I was on St. Louis, and St. Louis let me down. They had a big line move. I beat the closing number, and KC won 4-1, of course. But I think it's a good spot here to actually bet KC. Everybody and their mother's betting St. Louis. It's Gomber against Singer. And this line opened -120 on the road to the Cardinals. The line is now down to -115. Some books -114. Some books -113. This line, even though you have heavy betting on St. Louis, is dropping toward KC. This is a really sharp play toward KC. Kansas City obviously is out of a playoff spot, and St. Louis is fighting for one. But I think it's a good spot here in general. One thing I look at is KC. They're 18-27 against righties. They're 4-5 against lefties. They're still losing, but it's kind of, I think win percentage wise, they're probably better against lefties than they are against righties. So that line is moving to KC. Give me KC as a really sharp play tonight at home. Can't possibly win two in a row against a better St. Louis team. Yes, they can. Keep on cruising. Just a couple more that caught my eye. Texas and Arizona. Really sharp play here to the Snakes. Kind of a low bet game, late game. But this is Caleb Smith against Lyles. And this game opened Arizona -130 at home. It's up to -140. Even -145. So you're seeing this line really creep up toward the Diamondbacks. Which is kind of intriguing because it's kind of a late game. And you're really not seeing any, any heavy betting whatsoever on this game. So it looks to me like sharps have really identified Arizona with an edge and kind of wanting to buy low on them in this spot here. Jordan Lyles has got a 7 ERA. Arizona's awful against lefties, 3-11. Better against righties, 17-23. But to me, it's a good spot there to back the Snakes at home with a good under the radar line move. If you're looking for a big dog. We had a big dog last night, Barkin. Barkin, Tampa Bay Rays. I want to see a big dog bark with the Oakland A's tonight. If you don't want to bet this game, I totally get it. But I think, because again, I don't like betting against the Dodgers. Dodgers are a freaking wagon. But I think I'm going to take a shot here on Oakland here tonight. You have public on the Dodgers, and yet the Dodgers opened around -175, -180. Line is now down to around -165, -160. Seen a pretty sharp line move here where public is saying, give me the Dodgers all day. But I think pros are saying, good Oakland team on the road getting big plus money. That line might be a little bit too high. So a lot of sharps hit Oakland early around +165, 160, dropping it now to around +150. And there will be a road dog high total. So Oakland is very intriguing to me. Then last game of the night, had a big win there with Colorado. Remember Colorado, they were San Fran around -130 down to -120. Big hit there for the Rockies, even though they're missing Arenado. But I'm going the other way tonight. San Fran looks good to me. San Fran has had a huge move. It's a really late game. Not much betting on this one, but it opened -120 to San Fran. San Fran's now up to -155. So to me, anytime you see kind of those big moves coming in, and I've seen really sharp steam get down hard on San Fran, literally since the line opened, and they've continued to hit it even though it's risen. They also have a favorite low total. Total's 8 under, -120, liability to the under. But give me San Fran on that one. I think you're in a good bounce back spot. Two lefties going to the hill. San Fran 13-9 against lefties. Colorado 10-7. I guess they're both good. But I think San Fran buying low with a line move. When the line move is that sharp, something's going on there. It tells me smart money is on the G-men tonight. But there you have it, guys, running through the board. First half of the pod, wrapping it up. Big day in Major League Baseball. Let's get some sharp hits here. White Sox as a dog would be nice. KC is a dog. Oakland has a big dog. Then some favorite moves with Tampa Bay, with Arizona, with San Fran, and maybe a little under Philly early if you're going to ride with me in a 7-inning game. But stick with us. We'll be right back. Going to take a very short break. And when we return, we're going to talk NBA Finals, Game 3. We got the Lakers and the Nuggets. Lakers with that ridiculous buzzer beater, Anthony Davis. Can the Nuggets rebound? I'm really looking at the total. The total is intriguing to me. And then we'll also keep an eye and break down some early NFL Week 3 betting lines. So stay with us. Short break. We'll come back and finish up the second half of the pod on a Tuesday. Stay with us, guys. We'll be right back on the VEASAN Market Insights Podcast with Josh Applebaum.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
LASIK. LASIK.com.
Have you been thinking about LASIK but not sure if you're a candidate? Just go to LASIK.com/quiz and take our free candidacy quiz. In just a few minutes, you'll know if LASIK is likely right for you. And if it is, we'll connect you with experienced LASIK doctors in your area. Start your journey towards 20/20 vision. Take our free candidacy quiz at LASIK.com/quiz. Yeah, LASIK.com. Easy to remember, so you know where to start.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
All right, guys, thank you for staying with us on a Tuesday. Great start to our week here on a Monday. I'm loving that Tampa Bay Rays plus money last night. I'm loving the Raiders, so I'm feeling good, and let's keep it going. And also remember, you ever have a good day, you hear me talk about this all the time, but it is important, especially with new listeners, which I'm happy to see we have new people tuning into the pod, and maybe you guys are telling a friend, so thank you for spreading the word. But, of course, anytime you have a good day, don't double down and get cocky and feel like you're invincible and you know, get away from your fearless but disciplined attitude. Same thing if you have a terrible day. Don't get gun-shy. Don't chase. Just grind. And that's really the key. And you hear me say it a lot. Probably sick of hearing me say it. But that's the kind of mentality you need to be in this industry because sports betting, I love it. I'm addicted to it. I think my addiction is okay. I can handle it pretty well. But I love having action on a game. I'm a sports fan, but I love... To me, sports betting, what I love most about it is just the daily challenge of using your brain, of looking at numbers, of breaking down data, of doing so many things to try to make us. It's all about decision making in sports betting, making good decisions, limiting your bad decisions, knowing when to lay off, knowing when to get down. It's all part of it. And to me, that's why I love betting, because every day is a new challenge, whether you're up or down. And the man in the arena. A quote from Theodore Roosevelt, which really sustains me. I put at the end of my book. It's all about being in the arena and being in here every single day and grinding. And that's, to me, the mentality that you need, because you're going to have some great beats. You're going to have some great backdoor covers and wins. You're going to have some terrible bad beats. Yes, the even keel, and you just got to stick to the strategy. And it's easier said than done. Believe me, I struggle with it too, but I think that's really really the way to go if you want to win long term. With that being said, let's talk some NBA. We got a huge NBA game tonight, 9 o'clock game, Lakers and the Nuggets. You have the Lakers up 2-0 in this series. They really comfortably won that first game, 126-114, covered the 7 there, went over. Game 2 was crazy because the Nuggets should have won that game. I mean, they were down early, came back, then they were up by 1 late, and you had a buzzer beater, really backbreaker, Anthony Davis 3 there. To give the Lakers the win. The Nuggets did cover that 7.5. The total did stay under in that one. So as we go to game 3, obviously it's a you know, must-win game here. Not really must-win, but I think you kind of have to win this one if you want to be in the series with the Nuggets. What's intriguing to me is, number one, the spread is lower than the first two games. This total, this spread opened at 6.5. The other two games were 7 and 7.5. So it kind of tells you right off the bat, odds makers maybe a little more bullish on the Nuggets here. That's just kind of a little thing that jumped out to me. Was it tick lower? Maybe some respect for the Nuggets. Tickets are kind of down the middle. A slight lean here to the Lakers, obviously a big public team. But this game opened 6.5, and it has not moved off of 6.5. Tells me, you know, number one odds makers probably set a perfect line, but also they're not willing to go to 7. They don't want to hand out a better number to Nuggets backers here. So just kind of reading the tea leaves, to me it looks like the Nuggets, especially, you know, I have a system here looking at teams that get down 0-2. They usually do very, very well if they're going home in game 3, and it's kind of an auto bet with all my buddies at my old job. We would always hammer the first quarter and first half when teams are down 0-2 because they come back home and, you know, they're just ready to go and just blow doors. You know, we're in the bubble now, obviously, so that really doesn't matter or doesn't apply. All I'm getting at here is I think the Nuggets, if, you know, number one, I want to see some movement. You know, I would love to see this line go to 6. If you see the 6.5 fall to 6 late, to me, that's the sign that you're on the Nuggets. To me, it's kind of Nuggets or no play just in terms of a dog spot. And I think, you know, a motivational matchup that really favors them. Now, if you don't want to bet that game, I did see, or if you don't want to bet the spread, saw a little bit to the total, the under. The under is 214. Total is, you know, 1-1 in this series. But 214 hasn't really budged off of 214. Public is hammering the over, expecting another high-scoring game. But I'm seeing some books that even crept down to 213.5. I think this under has a lot of value. Playoff unders in general, about 60% this year, continue to crush it. It's funny, the NFL, you know, two weeks so far through, the overs are killing it. But the NBA playoffs, it's all been just crazy unders hitting. So I lean a little bit to the under. It's kind of a sharp line freeze, heavy betting over, yet it won't fall. Or yet it won't rise. Mark Davis is a under ref, so that kind of benefits you a little bit here. So I'm looking at the Nuggets and the points, looking at the under in this one. But again, stay tuned to Lombardi Line and Betting Across America. I'll update you on that throughout the day. And just keep that Vegas game in the back of your head. If you start to see that late movement toward the Nuggets or toward the under, then boom, that's really what you're looking for in general. Going to the NFL, because we got a lot of games upcoming here. I want to run through a few of them with you. Just keep our eyes glued to all these upcoming matchups. Miami and Jacksonville, Thursday night game. This line opened at some books were like a pick'em, but it was really, I think, like -1.5, -2.5 to the Jags. They're up to 3 now. I think the Jags, anything 2.5 or less to me, was kind of the sharp play. Jags have battled here, you know, big win, and they covered against Tennessee. But remember, that trend to Thursday nights, the home favorite, is a really good trend. It took a crazy backdoor cover for us with the Bengals in order to beat that trend. So keep an eye on that. The over does look pretty decent. Open 44. It's been getting pummeled with smart money up to around 47.5. Keep cruising. The Rams and Buffalo. Rams are getting hit early. Going to be a really good game. Buffalo open -3. They're down to -2.5. So looks like the Rams continue to get some love here, playing well early. Houston. Texans, believe it or not, are getting some sharp money at Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh opened -5.5 at home. Line's now down to 3.5. And again, Houston has looked awful. And, you know, 0-2 straight up and ATS. But one trend that I do like here in week 3 is buying low on teams that haven't covered. Because if you've bet Houston, they've lost for you, and the public is automatically going to hate those teams and want to spite them and not bet them. But it actually creates more value to buy low on them to get better numbers. So, big sharp move to Houston there. That's definitely intriguing. Keep on cruising. Tennessee, Minnesota. This is kind of both pros and joes to Tennessee. Minnesota's just looked really bad. You'd be buying low on Minnesota, 0-2 ATS, but also Tennessee is 0-2 ATS. So a little bit cancels out a bit. But that opened Tennessee -1.5. It's up to -2.5. I feel like Tennessee, I'd want to get it before it goes to 3. Keep cruising. A couple more that caught my eye. Chicago and Atlanta. Atlanta continues to get money. I thought everyone would be against Atlanta off that awful, you know, choke job there to the Cowboys, but open -3 at home against Chicago. Falcons are up to -3.5. It's just funny to me that line moved further to Atlanta. So it tells you maybe pros kind of like them in that spot. Keep cruising. Jets and Indy, big move to Indy. They open 9.5. They're up to 10.5 favorite. Jets have been god-awful. A lot of their weapons are out. Actually, that under's falling too, 45 down to 43-ish. Keep on cruising. A couple more that caught my eye. Detroit at Arizona, I didn't really get this one. Some weird openers. The line moved around 3.5 up to 5.5 with Detroit, but I saw some buyback on Detroit when they got to 6. So I'm keeping an eye on Detroit. I really don't want to play this game all year where Detroit is sharp and they get blown out. But we may have that again. Tampa Bay and Denver. Denver is going to be a really good contrarian play this week. Everybody's on Tampa. Denver 0-2 straight up, but 2-0 ATS. Driscoll's in there. They lost Cortland Sutton. But this line opened minus 3.5 to the Tampa Bay Bucks. It's up to 6. Getting Denver plus 6 at home, mile high. Buying low on Driscoll. It sounds gross, but Denver is intriguing to me. And then last one, let's see. Green Bay and New Orleans. This one was intriguing. It opened around minus 3.5 at home to the Saints. Saints are now down to 3. Public was loading up on Green Bay. So Green Bay at 3.5. Line moved a little bit to their favor. I think Green Bay here at 3 to me, or even 3.5, has a lot of value. I would just worry a little bit if they become a huge public play. New Orleans would then be kind of a fade the trendy dog, especially if it gets down to 2.5. But definitely keep an eye out for that. But early Green Bay line move Sunday night. And then what a Monday Night Football game we have, guys. KC and Baltimore. Two of the two best teams in the NFL. Public is all over KC, believe it, as a dog. And I can't really blame you. How do you not grab Mahomes in points? But Baltimore opened minus 3, and they're up to minus 3.5, even though public's on KC. So early line move here toward Baltimore. And again, I think that, you know, the ticket count for that game is going to be just insanely high. Did see a little to the over 252 up to 53-ish, so it did rise a tiny bit too, but Baltimore, very sharp fade the trendy dog situation there. But I'll keep you updated on all these lines, guys. Obviously, we want to stay glued to them and monitor them throughout the week and look to see where books are willing to go or unwilling to go, or does it a line just continue to move and you don't have any buyback. That's what we saw with Atlanta. That's what we saw with the Raiders last night. So those are little things that we want to pay attention to. But once again, thank you for tuning in. Thank you for taking the time out of your day to pull up a chair on the virtual bar and talk some sports betting. I'm honored to host this and honored to be in the position I am to just, you know, kind of talk to you guys and break down games and hopefully offer some insight and sharp line moves and help you make smart bets. And I hope since you started listening to now, you feel like you've improved, because I know doing this every day is a big part of me getting better each day, being able to walk through these games with you guys and hear your feedback via Twitter or email. It's a big, big help. So it goes both ways. So thank you. Remember, I always got to say it. I always got to be my own marketer. But if you enjoy the Market Insights Pod, if you've learned a little bit from the way we break down games, talk about line moves, identify sharp plays, how to go contrarian, how to spot, sharp line moves, how to manage your bankroll, tips, strategies, all that. If you want to learn more, if you want to make me happy, if you want to make my day, if you want to let me know that you appreciate it, there's one thing you can do for me. You can buy my book. It's the best thing you could do. My book is called The Everything Guide to Sports Betting. It's available on Amazon and Barnes & Noble. It's got everything that I ever learned in the industry. Spanning about a decade, and all in one easy-to-spot place where you can hold your hand and hold your a book in your hands and flip the pages and right in the margins. Can you believe it? They still make books, guys, believe it or not. But yeah, if you're interested, it would make my day, so thank you, guys. But that's about it. Got a big day today. I'll be working double time, triple time. I'll be on Twitter. If you need anything, hit me up, @Josh_insights. Good luck today, guys. Stay sharp. Stay contrarian. Bet against the public. When you walk into that bar and everyone's sweating the Saints, you say, man, I'm glad I'm on the Raiders. Always push yourself on the side of the house. Be with the smart money, never against it. Beat the closing line, have multiple outs, and just grind long-term with that even-keeled investing mentality one day at a time, guys. But thank you. Good luck. And when I see you at the window, guess what? If you got a sharp contrarian ticket and you beat the closing number, first beer's on me. Have a great day, guys. Good luck.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.